It is the Joe and Alex Show, and yesterday we talked about Tom Woodard. He has a little free library that got destroyed by just vandals. We don't know if it was kids or adults, but, I mean, they ripped the thing, Alex, out of the ground. They went to town on this thing. Now that we have the man himself on the phone, Tom, what the heck happened?
Well, I kind of came home one day, and it was uprooted and on the side of the street. And it was very disappointing to me.
I was just devastated. When I read the Indy Star article about it, I started crying because I think what you are doing or have been doing has been so amazing for our community. And I was just so disappointed that somebody or a group or, you know, multiple people would do that and just vandalize your property like that, that was doing so much for, you know, so many people. So now, I mean, are you pretty much just feeling like defeated? Like, you know what? I don't want to, I'm done with this. Or are you still going to build another one?
At this point, I think I want to at least take a break from it. I thought the library was very successful. It was at the it was at a corner near a park, near a bus station, and I had a lot of activity. I actually started counting books, and I've done almost 1,100 books since Labor Day. That averages about 100 a month.
Dang.
The library had been up for 34 months, and that was pretty consistent. So I'm confident I put out about 3,000 books. And some of them came back, and I did get a lot of donations, but, you know, it's a big task to keep it stocked, and I actually enjoyed it an awful lot. It was very heartbreaking to me to see it. I actually was surprised at how emotional I was about the whole thing. It had been up for close to 3 years, and it's just it was a lot of effort to build the thing, honestly, and it weighed a lot, too. So whoever did this went through an incredible amount of effort. They had to lift this out of the ground, and it weighed over 180 pounds. They didn't knock it over, and then they cleaned up their mess, too. And, I mean, they took the door away. They took all the books away. There weren't any scraps around. It was just the shell left. It was very odd sort of vandalism to me, like it was planned and some type of organization had to happen. They had to drive, you know, a vehicle to clear up the mess. And it's making me think, wow, if somebody went to that much effort, I'm just confused about the whole circumstance.
But don't you think, though, here that maybe that's a couple of kids or maybe a couple of adults that are just dumb? Because you're saying you've had thousands of people, so obviously one or two people are dumb. Don't let it ruin it, because there's obviously so many people that have benefited from the amazing work you're doing here and are reading books, especially kids. You're saying the books are really popular. That have you thought about it? I know at least what Alex mentioned in that article, you're like, I just don't, you know, have the will to do this anymore, just because it kind of hurts you like that. But what if people, because we had somebody reach out, actually
yeah, we
stepped out.
We had a woman call and said that she's a general contractor and she wanted to get in touch with you. Maybe she could help come up with a new way to build it or something like that. I was even thinking, what if you set up a camera and even just put a note on the door that said, like, hey, vandals, you're on camera or something like that. And what if we could get you built another one? You don't have to do the work or spend the money. Would you be willing to do it again?
Well, if I didn't have to do anything, of course. No, I like being involved in it, and I like stocking it too. But yeah, that sounds good. And I'm not completely closed to the option. I'm just it just really killed my spirit. I don't know how much a camera is going to make. You know, that might be a bit of a deterrent. That's true. And again, I think my daughter told me, you know, really, I'm just giving the books away, so it's not like anybody's stealing anything. But of course, vandalizing the library is another issue altogether.
Right, and that's the thing, too. It's like you're spending the money, and I know you're not buying brand new books. You mentioned garage sales and things like that, which is still fine anyway. But, I mean, you're still spending your own money not only to build it, but to fill it with new books
all
the time.
It doesn't matter, like you're saying, Alex, whether it's a 50-cent book or a $5 or a 15. It's like it's your money, and we all think what you're doing is amazing, and I know the community does, too. Can we get your information, if you don't mind, like off-air, and then maybe we could try to put something together here, because we have amazing listeners that maybe can help out and with the material to build this. And you can still be part of the process like you want to be, but it'll be there. I just think it was such a great thing that you did.
Well, thank you so much. And you know what? There's been such an outpouring of goodwill and people saying I should probably keep going with it. I really think maybe I should do this. And the generosity of everybody to kind of help, you know, defray the costs and the effort putting into it. Actually, it was more work than money, you know, just building the thing. Yes, I'm open to that. I'd be happy to do that. I think it is a good thing. It's over near Tarkington Park, and it was a very busy.
What if other people want to build this, too? What if we had, like, a big event here with you, too, and we could build a bunch of these, especially with people that have the tools?
That was what I wanted to chip in and say. There's a whole little free library movement that's going on around the country, and what I'd love to see is little free libraries everywhere, and I'd encourage other people that sort of see this. You're free to build your own library at your own house and everything.
Tom, thank you so much for coming on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's do this. You can get a hold of us on our social media. That's probably the quickest and the best way to do it. On Instagram and Twitter, send us a DM or maybe a comment at Joe and Alex Show. You can also call in too, 317-239-1009, and we'll get a lot of that information off air. But maybe we can actually do something like this and partner up with Tom and maybe some local businesses like a wood supplier, maybe a place that actually has the tools or the people that are skilled to help build these little free libraries, and we can maybe have a building event or something. Who knows? Even if we just help Tom out, that'd be a great cause. Hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And once again, thanks so much to Tom for coming on the Joe and Alex Show.